What is up, fellow bench warmers? Welcome back to your daily fantasy quickie. What's up, guys? Welcome back. We apologize for not having a quickie yesterday as I wasn't feeling well. I had some allergy attacks that wasn't tolerable or hard to get through. With the recording. So yeah, my name is JJT, in case you don't know, with our Kamish, how are you?
Yes.
Week
fine, fine.
Eight? Are we on week eight?
Week eight.
Today was the first day of week eight. So we are starting off week eight with more COVID outbreaks. Early this morning, it was I think Ishmit and then DeMar followed. I think those two teams are having the COVID outbreak, Charlotte and Chicago.
And I mentioned about their game last week where Kobe White and Javante Green played. That's where it started. Kobe was the first, was patient zero. After 2 days, Javante got COVID news. After 3 days, it was the LaMelo, four of them. The something bothers me is that Ish Smith just played yesterday. Mm-hmm. So now he's so there positive.
That might have had something to do with their practice, maybe guarding LaMelo.
But I mean, if he's positive, he's really positive, he played yesterday, doesn't it make...
Yeah, it is possible that he'll get others positive. I mean,
right?
Same thing with the Kobe White situation and the Javante Green. They played
it,
and that would have caused the outbreak. So yeah, I think it's really hard to tiptoe your way through this. But important thing is everyone, I think. At least everyone in their teams are vaccinated, so hopefully there's no one seriously ill.
But imagine if you own LaMelo and DeRozan, and you're like feeling good about yourself, and then you're gonna have a rough day.
We actually own them in the Unbox League.
Okay. So I guess
I think luckily. We are still in good shape there. It's going to be tough week, or at least in the next 2 weeks will be tough. And I think we also own Lonzo there. So I think, I know it's been a while, but, we don't know, right? We don't know if Lonzo would be another guy that can be affected or...
Yes, but talking about the DeRozan thing, assuming there's no more cases, I think Vucevic is the safest because he just had COVID. So I'm assuming his antibodies are still strong. Assuming there's no more COVID, of course, the trio, LaVine, Lonzo, and Vucevic would be carrying the team. So if you own any of these three players, they're must-start players and they're probably going to be rolling this next 2 weeks. Now, for the ads, I personally added Ayo Dosunmu.
Mm-hmm.
He started, played 42 minutes. Because another injury that we didn't mention in Chicago is Caruso.
Yeah.
Alex Caruso's hamstring, he's also out for a week.
At least a week.
Yes. More, yeah. So that's why I added Dosunmu. I don't know if he's going to do anything. Today, he was just in 42 minutes, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. Those are okay numbers, but he had to play 42 minutes to get there. But if he does play 40, 35, 40 minutes, I think he'll be okay for the short term. So probably Derek Jones is the best ad. But if you didn't get Derek Jones, maybe Dosunmu could be
But you also have to be wary that Derek Jones is not really the, other than the defensive stats, he's not really a very consistent fantasy contributor. So he's just like one of your defensive specialists.
Yes. What one thing with the defensive specialists, though, I just like to add, is that they need minutes. They need minutes to have a bigger chance of getting those 3 steals, 2 blocks, and those things. If they get 2 steals, 2 blocks in 15 minutes, it's just, you know, a little bit luck factor there. But yeah, if they play 35, 40 minutes, the chances, if they're good in defense, the chances of them getting those multiple steals and multiple blocks will be higher. So that's why Derek Jones would probably at this point be better, let's say, than Tybull, who gets 17 to 20 minutes only nowadays. So I would predict that he would get better steals and blocks in the at least the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Next few games.
So yeah, and then from the Charlotte side, with Ish Smith going down with COVID as well, testing positive with COVID, he just played a good game. So very unfortunate if you added him the other day as a replacement for LaMelo or Terry Rozier.
Yes.
But yeah, it happens. It happens. And now Cody Martin would be the guy.
We did say that we preferred him, but we didn't know that Ish Smith was gonna go down also. But what will happen in Charlotte? They're gonna play five. They're starting five today, which is Cody going to the starting five. So it's gonna be Hayward, Cody, Miles. What's the other one? Gordon Hayward, Miles, Kelly Oubre, and then PJ Washington is not starting, but he's the guy who's gonna get
Nick Richards.
Well, Nick Richards is, you know, useless.
But he's starting, right?
He's starting. But those five that I mentioned are gonna play 40 minutes. Basically, they played 40 minutes, all those five guys. And then they would play James Bouknight. Probably 20 minutes. That's it. Basically, that's what they're gonna do. So
the usage of these five guys would be skyrocketing. So Miles, PJ Washington, I think, had a good game today.
Yes. Yes.
Miles had a so-so game. It wasn't good.
Yes.
Bad shooting, but again, he had a great game the other day. And Hayward didn't have a good game the other day. Did he? I can't remember if he had a good game.
He did. He was okay. He's getting more assists because I think he's the guy playing point guard. So he's more not scoring as much, but more of the facilitating the playing point guard, point forward for their team. So that's okay. He's doing well. And but of course, Cody, the guy who's exploding all over the place is Kelly Oubre.
Yep, Kelly Oubre.
He's fun to own. He's gonna be fun to own for the next games without LaMelo and the other players. If you can sell Oubre, sell him. I don't know. Of course, it's hard, but there are fans of Oubre. There are people who are fans of Oubre.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you can sell him, sell him.
Yeah. This is the time. He's been hot. I mean, I don't think it's going to be hard to, you know, at least package him in any deals, right? Because of the way he's been playing so far. So yeah, Oubre, Hayward didn't play well today. He just had 12 points, but he had 9 assists. So he shooting wise, 5 out of 19. I think overall, aside from Oubre and Nick Richards, who shot well, the rest and Cody Martin, the rest didn't really shoot that well. So yeah, that's the. And Bouknight had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 1
Bouknight,
assist.
I'm not a fan of Bouknight so far. He's been a little shaky. But if you're in a deep league, yeah. I mean, 16, 18, if you want to stream him for the short term, I guess it's okay. But I'm not confident that he's going to really be consistent or produce numbers. Today he had to really play 20 minutes to get those numbers, and most of them were in the second half.
And he's a rookie, so I think that's another thing that's gonna affect his game. CJ McCollum got injured, so the injury woes continue for Portland. Rib contusion. I mean, he did not get injured. He was already out the last game, right? Was he out the last game?
He got No. He played the last game. He got injured in that game with the ribs. He got bruised ribs.
Yeah.
There was no fracture, so thank God for that. But he was supposedly probable for today. That's why I thought he was going to play. He was downgraded a couple of, maybe an hour before the game, suddenly yeah, downgraded. So that's not good. Maybe it still hurts. But as with Carl Anthony Towns, I think this is more of a pain tolerance thing. Yeah. No, more of a pain tolerance thing because there's no fracture, no broken anything. So if he can tolerate the pain, and which I believe he will in the next few games, he should be able to play. He should be able to play. But while he's out, I mean, Dennis Smith Jr.
We just talked about Dennis Smith Jr. Yes. The other day, right?
And I said, I hope when you stream him, it doesn't give you a 5 out of 20 game or a 7 or 8 turnover game. And he gave you a 7 turnover game. But at least he didn't shoot badly. So that's okay. I mean, you take the win. I mean, 7 turnovers is 7 turnovers. But
and he played okay. I mean, I was surprised when I looked at the box score.
Dennis Smith Jr.
He started, played 38 minutes, scored 13 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. Those are not bad numbers. One steal and one block.
And people will pick him up right now. And I'm pretty sure the next game, or if not the next game, the next game, he's really going to stick it up. That's how he is. And Anfernee Simons, if he was dropped, is the player I think that should be added. Simons already had workouts, has already been doing drills before the game. So that means his ankle is feeling better. If he can play the next game, I'd like to add Anfernee Simons. Although that's the problem. We are not sure if Simons can play the next game.
Yeah, and
it's a gamble.
From the Portland side, Nurkic and Powell led the way, at least for them to be a little more competitive against the Clippers today.
And without Covington, without had, McCollum and
yeah,
there, Covington.
Covington had had another Covington-like line. 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks, which is very Covington.
We'll take that.
And of course, 1 out of 8, also very Covington from time to time. So, at least he has 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. I mean, those are solid defensive or specialist numbers.
Yes, and we'll take that. As long as Lillard, as long as Nasir Little is also out, as long as so many players are out, I think Covington, by virtue of, you know, being, you know, getting minutes, he's going to produce some stats. Maybe not the points, but the other stats should be okay for him.
Yeah.
The other stats.
And while all those things are happening, there's been rumors about Dame saying that he's okay or he wants to play with Ben Simmons.
Well, actually, it's not rumors. It was written. It's an article in The Athletic by Shams. That's why people give it more. I think it's not a rumor. It's Shams. So there's basis into it.
So how did he say it?
Basically, what Lillard wanted was a revamp. He wanted two things based on the article. He wanted Jason Kidd to be the coach, and he wanted a revamp. He didn't get Kidd. He got Billups, and then he also didn't get the revamp. So that is where the contention is. But Lillard, it was about the firing of Neil O'Shea, their GM, because of misconduct. So that's speculating on what the new management, the new GM, the new regime would do. So right now, there were talks about McCollum being traded for Ben Simmons before the season. But Daryl Morey being Daryl Morey, he wanted multiple pick swaps, and he wanted first rounders to go in return. Of course, Portland didn't accept that deal. So the rumors are, or the feeling is, there might be talks again between these two teams because of the new interim GM, or because of Lillard not being happy. There's reports he's not really happy with the direction of the team.
Well, and if Simmons goes to Portland, it's obviously CJ McCollum would be part of that deal.
Yes. Or Lillard. I mean,
would you rather have McCollum than the, would you rather have Simmons than McCollum?
If I am
Portland.
If I am Portland, I'd rather have Simmons. Actually, I'd rather have anybody than McCollum right now. Because it the partnership is how many years and they haven't done anything and it's not going anywhere. I didn't like the Billups hiring. I didn't like it. Just like Jason Kidd. I didn't like Jason Kidd also. And but you hired him. So whatever. I can't do anything about that. But the roster has been that roster for a long time. And basically when we say that roster, it's basically Dame and Lillard.
Dame, Lillard, McCollum. And Nurkic. McCollum and Nurkic. Yeah. It's been that for the longest time already.
Yes. They have to change.
Maybe a shake up would be good.
Yes.
And this is probably the shake up that Simmons would also want in his the start that he would want in his career.
How about you? If let's talk fantasy impact, because people want to ask us about, are we worried if McCollum gets traded? Do you own any McCollum?
No.
Okay. If you own a CJ McCollum, are you going to be worried that he gets traded? Let's say not just to Philly, to any other team.
Let's talk about Philly, because if any other team, it's gonna be hard. You know, we don't know which team, which players, but in this case, it's probably going to be Simmons. Obviously, it's going to be Simmons. With Philly, a little bit. I'd worry a little bit because in Portland, CJ has some liberty or freedom at times to run the offense, right? To play like Dame, right? And that contributes to his scoring, to his, you know, threes, right? And the assist, right? I don't think it will happen in Philly because everything runs through Embiid. So that might be a challenge fantasy-wise for McCollum. He might be still able to score around 20, 22, but I don't think he'll get a lot more stats because at times he gets good number of assists here and there, right? He can rebound for a guard, so... But I don't think that will happen.
This is the question that was posed to us. If he goes to the Sixers, that with Maxi, Seth Curry, and McCollum there, who will start? Who do you
McCollum.
Think will start? And
I would think maybe Seth, or maybe Seth goes... I mean, obviously, among the three, McCollum would start. I don't think they would start Maxi over McCollum or...
Yeah.
Seth over McCollum. No, I don't think they'll do that.
So let's say that happens.
I don't think CJ would want that, right?
Let's say that happens. Is that bad for Maxi?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think that it's going to be a battle between Seth and Maxi.
And Maxi, okay.
I'm quite sure McCollum would start. I have no doubt he would start. Can you imagine McCollum coming off the bench?
No, I agree. McCollum will start. I'm just not sure who, because the question was phrased from a Maxi owner. They asked if Maxi will still start when McCollum comes. But I said, no, we don't know. First of all, the trade is not even a trade. It's far off from happening. So I said, don't worry about that yet. That's far, far, far away. And this is just rumors from before that might happen in the future that could be in the trade deadline, which will be February. Remember when we talk about trades, why are trades rumors starting to heat up? Because December 15, that's the date where a lot of players will be eligible to be traded. These are the players that signed their contracts this free agent season. So every player now mostly can be traded. Whereas before December 15, a lot of players are not allowed to be traded. So that's just where the talk starts. But usually it just heats up mostly in February. And that's week 17 already. So you guys, don't worry about that yet. That's far away from happening. But if you're going to ask us, I personally believe that Seth will start with McCollum.
I think it's more of a seniority thing.
Yes, yes, but, that's what I think.
But as an observer, I guess, and a fan, mm-hmm. I think Maxi should start.
I agree.
Because he's more of a pure point guard than you know, he can pass, he can, you know, he can facilitate, and you can ask him to do that. Seth probably is more of a shooter, just a shooter, a scorer, spot actually, up shooter.
Like a CJ clone, right? I mean, a poor version of CJ. I mean,
well, very poor version.
An undersized shooting guard. I mean, CJ should CJ's, be a point guard.
CJ is actually very good, you know, in ISO. I don't think Seth can do that. What CJ does. If you watch CJ, you'll really be impressed with the way he plays offense because, you know, he fades away. He shoots those mid-range as well. The way he dribbles and, you know, catches his defenders off guard with those pull-ups and fades. So, way, way better. So, I'm sure CJ will start, but I think Maxi should start. But again, since Seth is the veteran there, Seth will start. Just like the way Danny Green is starting over players like Matisse, right?
But if there's anybody who will be affected there, for me, Seth is number one. More than Maxi, more than Makoto. I think Seth will be affected the most.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't mean you're coming off the bench. Your fantasy value plummets a lot. You know? So maybe it would also help Maxi going against the second team of other teams. So that's the Portland front. Other news, well, Jimmy Butler got hurt again. Is it the same injury?
He fell again and hit. I mean, what are the odds that he falls? The last game he falls down. Today he falls down again and then hurts that same tailbone. He did not return. He did not come back to the bench. So that's very bad. I mean, some injured players, they go to the locker room. They don't come back to the game, but they go back to the bench. But Butler did not even come back to the bench until the end of the game. So that is worrisome. And since this is a re-aggravation, that means re-injury is really much worse. That's why I'm also worried about Jaylen Brown, about his hamstring. I would predict he's not going to be playing anymore this week, Jimmy Butler. And I just want to say this is the reason why you should not pick Jimmy Butler in the first round. Or that's why he should probably be given a bump down when you do your rankings in the future. He just misses a lot of games. You know, I mean, tailbone injury. Karl Anthony Towns came back from it in one game and he's going to miss what? Probably 8-10 games from it. Oh, this is brutal. And based from JJT's face, I think he has a lot of Jimmy Butler.
A lot. Yeah. I have a lot of Jimmy Butler. Just so happened he falls to me. I mean, I drafted him in some leagues. I drafted him, 27th?
Do you regret it? Picking him?
Maybe not really regret it, but more of, I'm thinking right now if I can survive. Not having him because I've survived some of those leagues without him so far, but in other leagues, I'm not sure because I have a league wherein I picked him 27th. I'm not doing as well there. I'm like 10th, but I'm just a couple of games out of 8. So, you know, somehow there's still a little hope that I can still make it. But if he continues not to play. Another problem there as well is that I also have Kyrie there, so I'm thinking of dropping Kyrie this point. Yeah.
What range did you pick Jimmy this year? 20, that one was 27. The others,
in our league, I picked him second round, so that's I think I had Anthony Davis and then Jimmy Butler, so that's 12. And then we have 14 teams, 16, yeah. Okay. No, around
16,
that.
17, around that range. 16, I have one
Jimmy I think Butler. That's the highest.
I have one Jimmy Butler in Roto and I picked him 18. So that's near there, 17 and 18. And
yeah, I guess think that's the highest. That's the highest.
I guess choices there was, I'm not sure,
Bradley. The centers. The Vucevic, the Sabonis,
Adebayo.
The Adebayo, which.
And probably Zach LaVine is probably the highest non center. I'm not sure if LaMelo
would be there. I mean, yeah, we did our drafts early, so LaMelo was there.
I guess it could be worse. Could have been Michael Porter Jr. for you, but yeah, I kind of regret it a little bit. You know, this injury-prone player. Jimmy was not in that injury-prone. I mean, he's in the middle. He's not there in the Zion, you know, side.
Jimmy 2 years ago was not like this. I think it started to be like this last year. Last year, yeah. I think I had one team wherein I had Jimmy. And he was out a lot.
Yeah.
But not for a long time. He'd miss probably 3-4 games and then play again. Then he'll miss.
Isn't that worse?
Well, at least now he's been out for quite a while. So I don't really know what's worse. I mean, I'd rather have him miss just 3-4 games and then come back and play a few more, a lot more, and then miss another 3-4 games. Then miss 8 games.
Oh, man. Anyway, if you own Jimmy Butler, maybe Caleb Martin or Gabe Vincent are still available in your leagues. I guess they're Caleb, I mean, the Martin twins are popular, right? So if you didn't get Cody, maybe you can get Caleb. He might do a little bit of what Cody's doing in Charlotte. Not as good, but passable, I guess.
Yeah, so Jimmy Butler. Dante DiVincenzo is in the G League, right? He's been playing in the G League. So that means he's going to be close, really close to returning.
Probably now, a couple of weeks.
Now, where does this play out? I think this is quite early, but do you think the fantasy impact of who would DiVincenzo impact? Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, maybe?
Both of them, for sure. But Grayson has been dropped in some leagues. 12 team, he should be dropped already by this time. 14 team, borderline. I've seen him in some of our 14 team leagues. So. Yeah. With Dante, if Dante comes back, I would, you know, logically, I think this would be the nail in the coffin for Grayson Allen this year. I am more confident with Pat. I think Pat has been in the bench for a while. He has found his niche there anyways. So I'll be holding on to the Pat Connaughton. Don't go dropping him when Dante comes back.
Plus, wait and see. Pat is a bigger player.
Yeah,
so he plays small forward and sometimes power forward. So I think it's not a position issue here. Like Grayson, wherein he plays the same position as Dante. So mm-hmm. we'll have to wait and see. We also got a little news on Thomas Bryant. They said he's looking good. Looking on track to maybe play maybe early next year. But again, I'm not sure if they're just selling Thomas Bryant at this point. Everyone looks good, right?
Everyone looks good. Thomas Bryant, Klay Thompson.
If there's good. A news that comes out, it's probably the agent saying, you know, this guy looks good.
But his agent, that's very accurate. His agent is one of the noisiest agent ever. He has been talking to the press ever since the preseason and saying that Thomas Bryant can already play right now.
Yeah.
So he was the one that's, you know, giving mixed signals to everybody that Thomas Bryant can dunk, can play, can whatever. It's just we're taking it slow. Well, it's December. He still isn't playing. So I'll believe it when I see it. Believe it when I see it.
I have an 18 team wherein I'm thinking of dropping either Thomas Bryant or Jonathan Isaac.
Okay.
I have a lot of injuries there. And I'm just thinking if maybe I should drop one of those guys to make way. But it's an 18-team league, so I can't really find anyone enticing to add.
Thomas Bryant, I think, would take over the role of Davis Bertans. That's my prediction. If assuming there's no trade that will happen, how many minutes Bertans is getting right now, that's how many minutes Bryant will get. So, for you, I don't think it's worth it holding on to him. But since you've waited for so long, maybe you drop Isaac because, there's still no update.
Yeah. Isaac, right?
No good update for Isaac.
So we'll see. But one player who hasn't been looking good is Zion. there were
pictures
that surfaced. We don't know. Again, just a disclaimer, we're not sure if it's a real photo or if it's a Photoshop photo. But yeah, he looks big. He looks 300 pounds.
That's a great description. You don't have any other way to describe it. He looks big.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know if he's wearing 3-4 clothes underneath those sweats, but if not, he doesn't look to be in game shape. And he looks far from it. If that's a real photo, he looks very, very far. And it seems like he looks he's someone that may not be in game shape this season.
Probably. I would bet against that.
For the next what? How many months do we still have, right?
Yeah.
2-3 months? That's going to be hard for him. I mean, that's going to be hard. And he is known to have that type of body, a big body. So, not looking too good, I guess.
That's the Squid Game picture. He was wearing the outfit from the Squid Game. And that's a real photo. The question is, was it Photoshop? And I think it wasn't. The clothes were baggy for him. I think it was big. But the waistline, you cannot hide that. So he's really big. And whatever JJT said right now, I agree. Game shape, let's just talk about when he will practice. He's supposed to be practicing now, but there was a setback. So I don't know until when he'll practice. I would, best case, maybe next week, maybe middle December, maybe late December.
And is the setback about the foot or about the weight?
The foot. He said he...
or both.
I think both, but the foot is sore. He felt some soreness there. So they paused everything.
This is the
scary thing there. I don't think he cares. I don't think Dion cares. I mean, he'd rather not play for New Orleans. We know that. So he's just probably, taking his time.
So he's taking the James Harden route here.
Possibly.
Without publicly asking for a trade.
Yeah. I agree.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, doesn't really look good for Zion.
Safe to say, if you bought him when the news came out that he's near or he's now cleared, the scans were good. Not good for you guys.
Well, hopefully you just bought him for, your 12th, 10th pick.
Guys. That's impossible, man. That's impossible.
At best, maybe your top 90, top 100.
Even then, I would not feel good.
Yeah. Zion. We'll have to wait and see. Let's talk about bye players. There's really not much worry players today other than Matisse. I think he is borderline. I feel he is a borderline drop already, even in a 14 team.
Yes. 12 team for sure. I think.
In a 14, I don't, mind dropping him for maybe Cody Martin or maybe Caleb Martin or maybe some of the other guys. available, like maybe Danilo Gallinari. Of course, the stat set is not the same, but at least you won't feel too bad about the production.
Yes, that's true.
So Danilo Gallinari, I've added in some leagues already a few days ago.
But if you added Danilo a few days ago, then maybe that's okay. But remember, Atlanta is one of the three teams with only two games this week. So I would recommend Gallinari maybe for next week. But for this week, although I don't know if he's still going to be available then, but you might not be a smart thing to add him right now. Yeah. Because you're going to get one more game only out of him. So be careful with that. Be careful.
Just finish that game. When's their next game?
I think 3 days from now. So
there are a lot of bad schedules this week.
Yes.
There Similar are a lot with, of teams yeah. with 2-3 day breaks yep. before their next games. Yes. I think Sacramento has that same schedule.
Yes.
So yeah. That's why it's really hard to add some of these. Well, I added Gallinari last week.
So that's okay. That's okay. You got today's game already.
Yeah. I had him. I think 2 games last week. So I think that's
speaking of Sacramento. Just add to the update. Harrison Barnes and Harkless are both already practicing. So if you had picked up Chimezi Metu or Terrence Davis or Marvin Bagley, the guys that we said the other time. Be prepared to drop them or not tomorrow. The day after tomorrow is what? Is Thursday?
Tomorrow, I think it's their game. Is
it? No. That's the day.
They just had their game. They just had their game.
No, they don't. They haven't had a game yet this week. No game.
It was
today.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but this week, today, the first day, no game. Tomorrow, no game. They will have the game on Thursday, the third day of the week, and that would be the game, the day where everybody will play. There will be There'll be a 13-game day, so you might not be able to use your Davis or Metu. So I'm just saying that if you guys are gonna stream, maybe the spots of Metu and Bagley and Davis, you could preemptively drop already and then find somebody that you know plays in the tomorrow or on Friday, you know.
And some of the bye players, Monte Morris. We talked about Monte Morris. He should be there.
Yeah, but 47% owned.
Jeff Green could have been dropped already. But yeah, should be available. I think in a lot of leagues, he should be available.
Jeff
Killian
Green,
Hayes, yeah.
Jeff Green actually has been decent. Again, my only worry, I would have picked him in our league, but again, I would not be able to use him tomorrow. I'll not be able to use him on the Thursday game because it's full. He doesn't have a game on Friday. So the earliest I would be able to use him would be on Saturday. So it's a waste of a move. So, in general, he's a good ad. A longer-term ad, I think. Jeff Green. It's a longer-term ad.
Killian Hayes. Minutes, he's starting.
Starting minutes. I mean, he has been playing decently.
Not the most enticing ad for you
our,
guys.
Our ads, our recommendation today are the players we mentioned a while ago. All the players we mentioned during the injury section and everything. Those are our top ads. These guys are just the other ads. And Killian actually has been decent lately. Today he had 1 steal, 2 blocks. What you get from Killian are just the defense and the assists.
Yeah.
And if you're in a deeper league, you could give him
what
a try.
What you also get, which are not good, are the bad field goals.
Yes.
And the turnovers. So you just have to be wary about those things. So
it's true.
You just have to know what you're getting with Killian. Yes. Kenrich Williams, this one, did he play today?
Yes.
This one has always been a good fantasy player when given minutes. Kenrich Williams, every year he's had some moments. So, yeah, maybe this is the moment for him.
He got 28 minutes today, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. So, as with OKC, JRE has been trending down in the wrong direction. Now, Star still starting, but only got 16 or 17 minutes. So, now it's the turn of Kenrich Williams. But for me, if Kenrich will get the minutes of JRE, I mean starting and everything, I'd add him. I'd add him everywhere. Because as Jeremy said, this guy yeah, is an
this
all-around
guy's good,
guy.
Fantasy-wise. He's yeah. like the Cody Martins.
Yes.
For OKC. It's just that he doesn't really get playing time. Weirdly. As much playing time. So
I don't know why.
So yeah, but he is a good player. So yeah, just keep an eye on him. Maybe in deep league, speculative, but yeah. But in shallower leagues, just keep an eye on him. Feel good, maybe who's a good player to talk about here? Kelly Oubre, would it stick?
No,
we talked about him already.
Yeah, it won't stick. Maybe Jarrett Allen again. I just want to remind everybody that he's really good. I don't know.
I told you, I looked into the stats.
Yeah. Okay.
The blocks aren't far off.
Yes, because lately, when we talked about him, he was actually 0.9. But his blocks, the last few games, has been, he's been racking up blocks. So he has been able to catch up. I would still go with Capela, but it's close. I wouldn't,
here's one thing also with Capela that I noticed, stats-wise, or maybe it's because of the usage and all, but John Collins has been really playing well.
Yes.
Really playing well. The blocks are back. Last year, we were missing the blocks from John Collins. This year, it seems like they're back. And that worries me if I'm the Capela owners because, you know, John Collins taking all the blocks. He's been playing better than last year. Collins is. So maybe that's affecting a little bit the game of Capela. Of course, still solid. I'm not talking about major drop-offs here or something to worry about. Capela is still solid. Your double-double guy with good block rate. But yeah. And the one thing that's also very good with Jared Allen is the free throws.
True. I mean, the free throws for a big is really good.
Yeah.
It's really good also.
So I think that's the reason why I'm, you know, I think Jared Allen is, you know, slowly getting there. I think Clint Capela is more of a, you know, name value type of player. But again, don't get me wrong, still solid. It's just that you know, there's a new center in town who's trying to threaten that position of of Clint Capela. As the how I usually call Clint Capela the Rudy Gobert light.
Yeah.
And you know, Jared Allen is playing like that, a Rudy Gobert light at this point. So
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So there. Other one more, maybe Shea. We haven't really talked much about Shea. He's been playing well when he plays. Now the question has always been, shutdown candidate, should he still be traded? Should I still just hold on to him? Because he's been good. I mean, he had a stretch where he was not too good, but overall, he's been okay. He's been, you know, quite not too bad for maybe your third round pick.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he's not too bad, but he's not been third round value so far.
Yeah.
He's still far off from there. That is the part that is annoying with Shea. If he only, you know, will be playing at the top 30, top 40 level, I guess managers would feel more secure with him. But he's not playing to that level. He had a bad slump, remember?
Yeah.
Before
the injury.
Yeah, where he could not shoot. So that was making it even worse. So he is already in a buy low territory for me. It's weird. I mean, it's two things. You either want to sell him, but another side is like, what if he's really, really, really cheap already? Will I take a risk? I would take a risk if it's really cheap. Let's say somebody offers you a Norman Powell, maybe some at that level already,
or a Kelly Oubre.
those kinds of deals. I mean, a Kelly Oubre. That might. That might work.
A Kelly Oubre plus one.
Right?
Kelly Oubre plus maybe a Cody Martin.
Yeah, I would take that. I would take that.
Some hot player right now.
Yeah, I would take that.
You know, that might still be a Shea side advantage. Alright, so yeah, that's it for today's quickie. Lots of great stat lines today. You can see them in our Facebook page.
Yep.
The post for in the Facebook page, the Daily Fantasy Locker Room Talk by the Commish. And yeah, we'll see you again tomorrow for another Daily Fantasy Preview. Good luck this week, guys. Bye.